All right. Good morning, everybody. Check it out. Get up, everybody. This Saturday morning, get up. You know what time it is. Every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m., it is the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Hope, with my co-host, Tom Cortez, is in the house, and we're looking forward to again coming to you again, talking about the real issues and the eyes and the system of the justice system. There's no secret that our justice system needs reform. There's no secret that when we talk about our justice system, we're talking about the whole spectrum. We're talking about the police on the front end, on how we arrest, how we patrol, how we do traffic stops, to prosecution, on how we indict, how we get grand juries involved, how we convict in the courts and sentencing. So we talk about it all here at the Fresh Start Show. So listen, we're excited again to be with you on this Saturday morning. We're looking for a good show on today. We're here to talk about the real issues. We're here to talk about reform. We're here to talk about the struggles of people who have been incarcerated and those who have been in jail or been in state or federal penitentiary. We know the struggle certainly is real. Few weeks have been very concerning, very alarming, and traumatizing to see that even today that many individuals, especially people of color, is losing their lives at the hands of law enforcement. And are so saddened that Tyre Nichols have lost his life, unfortunately, to police brutality. And it's no secret that black and brown communities have shown to have a certain emotion and to have a certain feel when it comes to relationships with police and the community, especially communities of color. In our country, we incarcerate way more black and brown people in the history of all other countries in the world. Too many African-Americans, too many Latino and Hispanic individuals are locked up and overly representing in prisons all over the nation, state and federal prisons and our county jails, where we're overly representing. And so that's not just happening just to be happening. Obviously, there are some issues in our justice system that doesn't treat everyone the same, you know, treat us different because of race and ethnicity, or treat us different because of the culture, or treat us different because of status, a financial pedigree, you name it. But we know that our justice system is in need of reform. So, again, we're going to be coming back talking about trauma. I don't think we talked enough about it. And this time, ladies and gentlemen, I brought my book. go get this book. I worked really, really, really hard on it. It's called Trauma is the New Public Health Emergency in Education. Wow, this book tells it all. If you are an educator, you are a juvenile judge, you're a social worker, you're a school counselor, school psychologist, you work in a correctional facility, you want to get this book for so many reasons, okay? So go get the book, Trauma, the New Public Health Emergency in Education. It is the real deal. We are losing our educational system to trauma. Tom just came from a conference today as they were talking about trauma is the root cause to many of the issues we see in the education system. By the time they get to juvenile detention center and by the time they get to prison, prison is just really a maladaptive symptom of something deeper going on. Mm. When we really look at it, it is this, ladies and gentlemen, in the red, trauma. So we're going to be talking about that. And so I'm going to switch my role a little bit and talk more as a medical professional about trauma, because a lot of time, probably I know a lot of people know me from my Fresh Start work as the founder CEO of this great organization. But I think many people don't know professionally what I does. And so I'm a certified traumatologist and a board certified and licensed functional medicine practitioner. And so pretty much My specialty is dealing with trauma, dealing with the maladaptive ramifications that come from when people have been hurt and when they've been abused or when they have been neglected or they experienced this. And this is why I wrote this book. This is my second book. You can go to Amazon to my author page. Look under Demond Holder or look up under one of the book titles. So you can go to Amazon right now, look up Trauma is the New Public Health Emergency in Education. And you'll see my other book called Get Your Mind Right. You can't heal your life till you heal your brain. So that's there too. And you might have to get the first book, Get Your Mind Right, in order to appreciate this book. So, but yeah, go get this book. This book is now available on, you can get it through ebook or for Kindle, or you can get a hard copy as well on Amazon as we speak. $20, guys, $20. Get this book. It's going to be a blessing for you. If you are an educator in the school system, you want this book. If you are a master's degree working on your doctoral degree and you need a reference book, you need this book. If you are an educator trying to get a PhD or EdD in education, let me tell you, the struggle is real. And this book is a great resource for individuals who really want to understand what trauma is and what's going on. So this book talks about trauma impacting teachers. We lost 300,000 teachers in the last 2 years, according to the Department of Labor, because of vicarious and secondary trauma. Academics is imploding because of early childhood trauma among students. And we also seeing historical trauma and generational trauma in the family structure. So that's really the perfect storm of what trauma is doing to the education system. And I'm explaining in this book that if you do not treat trauma as a public health emergency, we're gonna lose our schools, and we are losing our educational system as we speak. So is there hope? Yes. Is there time? Is there enough time where we can, if we get a hold to it, take it serious and start making some systemic change? I think we can get somewhere good. And so my co-host is with me, Tom. You know, we were talking about trauma a few weeks ago, and I get it. I wasn't able to be at one of the shows because of work and things of that nature. But I want to come back, bring my book, talk about trauma. Trauma is real. And I always say when I'm doing my trainings that if, you know, trauma may not be your fault, but it is your responsibility to heal from your trauma, because if you don't heal from your trauma, you will bleed on people that didn't cut you. So, Tom, let's talk about that. So what do you think about that thought? It's not our fault, but we do need to heal from it, because if we really don't address and identify with our traumas, we will bleed on people that didn't cut us.
Oftentimes we're told that, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Fresh Start, and today is a fresh start to the rest of our lives, so let's use it. Trauma is an issue for us to deal with alone until we're able to talk to people about that trauma. In exposing it, you know, healing, doctor talks about healing from trauma. In forgive and forget. You don't forget. You don't ever forget. Nobody can teach you how to forget. They can say that they can hypnotize you. They could do all of those things. It's not going to go away, but you can make it your friend. And for me personally, because of compound and complex traumas throughout my life, there was the absolute necessity for me to make those traumas my friend so that I would be able to use them in order to enrich other people's lives that were going through some of the same things that I had experienced previously.
Yeah, it's real. So let's look at trauma. So the root word of trauma means wound. It means injury. And when you have experienced trauma, even physical trauma, if you're playing football and you play really hard and you create brain injuries or get a concussion, that's physical trauma. If you get into a bad car accident and if you don't have your seatbelt on and you're thrown out through the windshield, your brain has received some type of blunt force trauma that creates brain swelling that comes from physical trauma. So when we look at trauma, from a medical perspective. Again, I'm a traumatologist. I'm a trauma crisis specialist. I'm a brain health specialist and a licensed and board certified functional medicine practitioner. And so I know what trauma looks like from research, from theory, and as a clinician and as a practitioner. And trauma is a wound. And when we talk about is psychological trauma, it's still a wound. When bad things happens to you, far as, again, being abused, physical, verbal, sexual abuse, I think we don't talk enough about sex trafficking, on how intrusive that pain is, and how the brain is not only being impacted and injured, but rewired when we are going through these serious traumatic events. And it's even more dangerous when children and babies and toddlers are experiencing extreme traumas at key times of brain development. We know through the research. I know through looking at MRIs. I know by looking at brain scanning and brain imaging how traumas create smaller brains. It disrupts neural development. It impacts the PFC. It impacts, Tom, you're talking about having amnesia and forgetting. You don't forget those things. You know why? It's because your hippocampus time stamps those events in real time. And even though it has happened 20 years ago, your hippocampus still remembers those short and long-term episodic and emotional memories. And this is why sometimes we are still... we're still impacted and triggered by the things that has happened to us because our hippocampus timestamps those events. And sometimes people don't really know how triggering and hypersensitive and hypervigilant they are until we see it in their behaviors where you go into this flight or freeze. And so talking about trauma in education, it's serious. We are losing our schools.
Our children,
our teachers now. It's fair to say that teachers are walking away. They're changing their profession. One of my patients right now is an educator in the Pima County area, and she passed out because of extreme stress of her job and scared everybody to death. And these are the things that is really, really serious. And school discipline is off the chain, you know, because kids that go through a lot of trauma have a difficult time regulating their behavior and regulating their mood. So kids that are in a flight or flight are often super aggressive, disruptive. Teachers are tapped out, need self-care. They're leaving their profession. They feel like it's not worth doing this anymore. So
we just recently had a young lady on all over the news that committed suicide because she was attacked in the hallways at school, and the bullying issue, the protection and the safety issue, sending our kids to school and they're scared to go. You know, we listened to a couple different people today that they're now homeschooling their kids, which they can't afford to do.
Yeah.
But they're homeschooling their kids because they're scared to send them to school.
And teachers are scared. So teachers are scared as well. And now we got hypervigilant educators who's afraid to go to the school, who are having anxiety, having panic attacks, totally imploding in front of kids, even lashing out at kids where teachers have been have to be terminated because of the fact that they're not. So, so when we're talking about trauma, it is a public health emergency. And when we're talking about over 80% of Americans have at least had one traumatic experience. That is a very, very high number. And I looked across data on many spaces, and the numbers are kind of like very similar. It was around between 70 to 90% of most Americans have experienced some kind of traumatic event that's still even triggering, that still impacts them today. So you're right. So, Tom, what happens when traumatized kids that's disengaging education, becoming high school dropouts, always suspended, What do we notice? What's their trajectory?
Absolutely, you're going to prison, and
yes.
And here's the thing: the trauma, and we discussed this before, that I had to take an opportunity some years back to sit down with some of my family members,
yeah,
and explain to them that I hated them through my life because they didn't protect me from being molested when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And they had no capacity to know that I was being molested. They couldn't protect me from something they didn't know about. But in this little kid's head, he believed that he was abandoned and that these people who were appointed to protect him, yeah, did not. And they continued to allow this to happen day after day, week after week, month after month. And they had no clue. But for that little kid, it was real, yeah, in his head and his heart. And he went through life emotionally stunted. You know, your emotional growth just retards at the point of a trauma like that. And there's something, you know, we talk about it repeatedly, 30, 40, you're throwing tantrums. You're throwing,
yeah,
tantrums
because, yeah,
you never dealt with the trauma at the age of what that tantrum looks like,
yeah,
at 5 years old. And I end up in prison because I started throwing tantrums and getting violent because there was something that was just attacking my memory,
yeah,
and I couldn't picture it. And when I did, it was too much to bear because,
wow,
I carried it all those years and the repeated compounded traumas from that. And that's the thing. I mean, you know this better than I do, but you receive a trauma of molestation, but the, yeah, compounded trauma is that kid not loving his family and not believing that his family loved him for most of his life.
Yeah, yeah. And that's real. And, you know, for some don't know, I'm also now a full-time author. So I'm writing full-time. So I have some more book projects coming out this year. One is called Black Trauma. That's going to be coming out in a few months. I'm writing that book with Dr. Dawson out of Phoenix, who's an expert educator / trauma expert. We're writing this book together, and she's bringing the educating piece to it from her experience of what she saw, and I'm bringing my scientific expertise to the table of writing Black Trauma. And this trauma is going to be really deep because this trauma is going to be no nonsense, unapologetic, where we're going to talk about the reason why a lot of African Americans are in a flight or flight, or many communities of color, and this also include our brown communities and Native communities, and we're hyper vigilant is because of the fact that our pain goes deep. You know, our native brothers and sisters lost, you know, were stripped of their land, you know, and their culture, their language. Right now in the Native community, trauma is extremely high. Substance abuse is extremely high. We know for a fact in our Latino communities of how they still are being victimized by certain policies and border issues and detentions and detainees and separations of families. And we know while we're writing Black Trauma is because when people wonder why African Americans are still being impacted from generation and generational trauma, is because we never healed from slavery. We never totally dealt with Jim Crow and black codings and segregation and all of these things. And I know now we have states trying to shut us up, don't want to have books about black history in Florida. This is the reason why we write books like this. And, you know, fighting against critical race theory as if it's not true. No, the greatest sin that America's ever did is dealing with racism and slavery and taking natives land and all of that. You know, we can't whitewash this stuff. So it's a real deal. It's unapologetic. But it's going to be a blessing because you can't conquer something that you don't identify and you don't confront. And
amen.
So Black Trauma is coming out, and that's going, and we're praying that this be another bestseller that's going to be great for many institutions, higher learning, especially historical black colleges, Harvard, Howard, library. Like, we want people to understand what Black Trauma is, but we don't leave you there. by just dealing with the problem. We also come in the book about solutions and healing and what our best practices to heal from our black traumas. But certainly, many African Americans are still struggling with the same traumas that their ancestors went through, and it's been passed down through generation. And I'm going to speak into black trauma procreating into the next generation through our genes, you know, and that's the science of epigenetics, how our DNA is impacted by through gene expression. And so, yeah, it gets really deep. We're looking for black trauma to come out. And then the next book that's going to be coming out later by the end of the year is Hurting People Hurt People, 13 Ways How to Stop Bleeding on People That Didn't Cut You. So that's going to be, wow, very deep, wow. But a powerful healing book on trauma. And the reason why I brought that up, the Hurting People Hurt People book, Tom, is because what you just alluded to is in the book. So I'm showing the science that when the brain has been impacted drastically, it also impacts our emotional maturity. Like our brain stops.
Right.
So whatever, when it happened to you at 13, even though you're 45 and even though you're 56, your brain still acts like a 17-year-old, 56-year-old.
Right.
And we've seen many people's brain stops in our growth. So you're exactly right. If you want to chime in on that.
Yeah, because that's what you see in prison.
Yeah.
You see a bunch of adult men who are suffering from being from adolescent to teenage emotional growth.
Yeah.
And they're trying to deal with these adult issues, and they don't have adult faculties to do that because, as you said, the education throughout my life, my education was affected because my mind was always occupied with what's going on.
That's right.
When is this going to happen again? Is it going to happen again? Is somebody going to save me? You know, and you're crying out until the next trauma. And you know, it's...
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, I hear you. And that's the reason why a lot of kids are not learning. That's why academics is slow. Academics is not low because we got dumb kids.
No, I wasn't stupid, bro. Yeah. I mean, when I went back to school in prison, you know, I was Phi Theta Kappa. I was Honor Society. And it's like, I wasn't a stupid kid, but I struggled in school because I couldn't concentrate on anything. Yeah. And if you're a person like that, it's not your fault. And there's things that you can do that can help you.
Yeah.
And that's why these books are being written by Dr. Holt. I mean, it's absolutely essential to ask for help.
Yes. Yes.
Because when you expose it, when you put it out there, you know, I always said, you know, what is told in secret is going to be shouted from the rooftops, and what's done in the dark is going to be brought to the light. Yeah. We are doing that because we know that when we bring it to the light, when we shout it from the rooftop, people are healing. Yeah. And not only the people that are hearing it, but the people that are saying it. You know, because it helps me that I can do a discussion in front of a bunch of people. And then when I speak and I talk about these traumas that have occurred in my life, there are people in the audience that have never, ever told anybody about that incident that happened in their life. And this has given them freedom to do so. So enjoy that freedom. Use that freedom. Speak to somebody who can guide you into your next steps, because it does take a professional to do that. You know, it takes a will on your part to want to leave all of this in the past so that you can have a flourishing, fresh start future. But you have to work it through with people that understand how this has occurred and to explain it to you so that you can explain it to others.
Yes, yes, yes. Very powerful. We're running out of time. We got a minute and 20 seconds left. But closing out on this episode, talking about trauma, is one of the last chapters of my future book, Hurting People Hurt People, Stop Bleeding on People That Didn't Cut You. It's going to be powerful. And Tom, this is what's revelatory, is I talk about this is the last chapter, and we talk about healing, is shifting from your wounds to having scars.
Amen.
And I talk about scars is just a biological process of healed wounds. You know, it may be ugly when you look at your scars. It may not be pleasant to look at. But the important fact is that scars is the manifestation of a healed wound. So it always reminds you that, I had some bad broken pieces in my life. I've had some tragedies in my life, but this scar is a sign of survivor.
Scars are filled with treasure.
Yes. So remember that as we close out on this show, that even though you've had some tragedy and had traumas in your life, shift from wounds to having scars. Remember, we're here every Saturday, 7:30 a.m. We look forward to being with you here at 106 The Groove. Have a wonderful day, and let's stop bleeding on people and let's heal together. God bless.
Amen.